So at the very onset, you have this wonderful scene. Jesus is good friends with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And out of the brimming thankfulness that they had for Jesus' particular love for them, for raising Lazarus from the dead just 6 days ago, they had a banquet. Jesus, come. You've done so much for us. Let us show you our thanks. And so Jesus is there, presumably also with his disciples, enjoying the company of his friends, having a great meal, having a good conversation. Lazarus is there. Everyone's still kind of wondering, how did this happen? Martha's, of course, busy serving. And Mary gets this beautiful oil out that is used for anointing. The fragrance just fills the entire house. It adds to the celebration. Everyone there is of one heart. Well, almost everyone. Amidst that beautiful scene, what happens? Judas Iscariot gets up and says, I don't believe this. You wasted that oil for what? That could have been sold to the poor. Why didn't we do that? There's always got to be a fly in the ointment, huh? No matter what you or I will do, there will always be a fly in the ointment. Here, the words of Judas sound as if it is a very good and pious thought. Of course, so many people could be fed. Of course, that could be accomplished. But Judas was holding on to his greed so tightly, his need for money. Scripture says that he used to take from the collection, so he knew that if this was sold, he would get his cut. Not seeing this opportunity go in his favor, decided to voice that concern. But notice the words of Jesus. Jesus didn't try to say, well, that is a good thing, but, you know, this is also a good thing. And, you know, he just said, stop. Knock it off. To address with love that selfless act of kindness that Mary gave, he said, leave her alone. And then also to show the same depth of love that he had for Judas. He says, let her keep that for the day of my burial. Now, if you or I were in that role of Judas Iscariot, that's going to mean something very different than it would have for everybody else. Everybody else would have thought, okay, sure, at some point, we're all going to die. But Judas was plotting in his mind to betray Jesus, to betray him for 30 silver pieces, to betray him for that which he held on to the most. And in this way, our Lord was trying again, as he does so many times, not only with Judas, but with us, in trying to say, do you hear me? Are you listening right now to the words that are coming out of my mouth? That I know what you plan on, Judas. And so I say these things that you may know what it is that you are plotting, what it is that you are about, what it is that you have held in your hands, so much so that you don't see the grace that I am giving you, the goodness, the love that I want for you. And the words escaped Judas. He didn't hear that. But you know, as much as you and I rather dislike those individuals that act as the fly in the ointment, the question is reflected back to us. Is there something that I have held on to so tightly that I am no longer listening to the heart of the Father, that I am not listening to what God is saying to me? I can come up with all sorts of excuses, can I not? But why to think differently? Why not to have hope in God? Why not to trust in God? Why not to give heed to the words that he's trying to give me? During this week of Holy Week, it can be a temptation for us not to press in to what is happening in the mysteries of our Lord's life at these final moments. Some especially find themselves, it's so difficult, it's so hard for me to, you know, when, you know, people before were encouraged to, you know, as they're meditating and praying with the scriptures, I can't find myself joining with the crowd and saying, crucify him. I hate that part. But yet, we do this on a daily basis, where in some way our love for God falls short. Our love for him is stifled because we don't have the open hands to receive it. We have our hands clutched onto something else and use that as our rallying cry to the expense of what the Lord has been desirous to place in our heart. So on this day, we pray to our Lord for that wisdom. We pray to our Lord for that guidance. We say, Lord Jesus, you know, I ask that through the Holy Spirit that you show me this day, by your mercy, by your grace, what I have been holding on to that makes me not hear you. So that during this time of Holy Week, our hearts may be open to receive the grace God has for us to battle with all the things going on in our lives, to instill within us hope, and once again, receive his mercy.